This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Today's Nobel Economics Prize goes to a researcher who pioneered the study of why women get paid less than men. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Good morning to you. First, we went into the weekend with the United Auto Workers Union announcing it has made some progress in labor talks with Detroit's big three automakers and that it would not expand its strikes against them. But this morning, the UAW strikes are, in a sense, expanding to include a fourth company. So what happened over the weekend? Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
The UAW strikes are expanding because a majority of unionized workers at Mack Trucks voted to reject the tentative agreement reached at the beginning of the month between union leaders and the heavy truck maker. That deal included a 19% pay raise and boosted retirement benefits. The UAW informed the company last night, and Mack Trucks said it will continue bargaining. Otherwise, the UAW refrained from further expanding its strikes against GM, Ford, and Stellantis, with union president Sean Fain announcing that GM had agreed to a key demand, that future electric vehicle battery plants be unionized.
The plan was to draw down engine and transmission plants and permanently replace them with low-wage battery jobs. We had a different plan, and our plan is winning at GM.
Fain said he expects Ford and Stellantis to follow suit. The union is currently picketing at more than 40 facilities in 21 states. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
NPR is leading the coverage today of Israel's state of war after the deadly attacks by Palestinian militants. After key indexes on the Tel Aviv stock market fell about 7% yesterday, Sunday, prices are down just slightly today so far. Israeli government bond prices fell about 3%. Amid concerns for a wider conflict in the Middle East, the price of crude oil is up 4% in New York right now, $86 a barrel. Gold is up more than 1%. Often during dangerous international moments, money flows into the perceived safety of U.S. government bonds, which has the effect of lowering U.S. interest rates. The benchmark 10-year yield begins trading today at 4.78%. We'll keep an eye on that. The U.S. dollar is strengthening, with the euro costing just $1.05.3.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
There's news in the last 90 minutes that a scholar who revolutionized the study of the pay and careers of women, Claudia Golden of Harvard University, has won the Nobel Prize in Economics. The chair of the prize committee says, thanks to Claudia Golden's groundbreaking research, we now know much more about the underlying factors and which barriers may need to be addressed. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us now from St. Paul. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Well-known economic historian here.
Oh, she is. You know, I have to tell you, David, I've interviewed her over the years, and she is one of those professors that is very thoughtful, gives you very clear answers. And by the way, I can recommend to anybody, you can read her speeches, go to her website. Her talks, they're wonderful. And what the Nobel Committee, what they really emphasized was her research into 200 years of labor market outcomes for women. So looking at the women's experience in the labor market when we are an economy dominated by agriculture and moving to an economy where we're dominated by the office, and then also factoring into medical changes such as technological innovations like the pill. And how did this affect women in the labor market and their willingness to work and their economic outcomes?
And she's been a friend to this program, Marketplace. For instance, back in 2019, my colleague Justin Ho spoke with Professor Golden about differences in pay for people with MBAs, men versus women. The gap widens if kids are in the picture, Golden told us.
The widening is much greater for women who have kids. The corporate and the financial sectors are not ones that allow for controllable hours.
The future Nobel Prize winner from back in 2019. And Chris, a distinction's important here, right? Women have always worked versus a career, which is something different.
That's right. And when she gave the keynote talk at the American Economics Association annual meeting, you know, you've probably been there, David. It's 8,000-9,000 economists. They gather in one city. And that's exactly what she talked about, that she looked into this generation of well-educated career women that marked this. It's truly a revolutionary shift from earning money, because women always worked, but earning money for their families because they needed money, to embracing work because it really defined one's fundamental identity and societal worth. And then she delved into what might be some of the economic and technological factors behind that shift.
And her research has shown how the sources of the underlying gender gap have really changed over the years.
They have really changed. And one of the big things in, you know, recent history, and we all know this, is the importance of flexibility. And women get penalized by the desire for more flexibility. So, you know, even with all the strides women have made in terms of in the workplace, having careers, you know, women being more educated than men, this gender gap still exists. Women still lag behind men in terms of their earning power. And this is despite all the educational advantages and increased presence in the workplace. And what her work does, this revolutionary work that she's done, this economic history, is look at what are the economic underpinnings to that gap.
The news just out this morning that the latest winner of the Nobel Economics Prize, Claudia Golden, Harvard University. Hey, Chris, thank you for this.
Thanks a lot, David.
Golden is the third woman to win that prize in economics. Eleanor Ostrom and Esther Duflo were the others. And each year we do this news, someone writes to point out that it's formally the Royal Bank of Sweden's Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. So there it is. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.